Next halacha that we have in the Rambam is a celebrated one, the Parish Midarchei HaTzibur, where the Rambam lays out a striking doctrine, perhaps the most remarkable and surprising persona who loses the chelak in Olam Haba. Parish Midarchei HaTzibur, afal pi shelo avar averus, person doesn't do averus, forget about machti harabim, forget about, you know, averus chamuros, b'chil Hashem, b'alei lashon hara, all the things that we've spoken of, a min, an apikores, a kofer. A person doesn't have any averos. El nivdal me adas Yisrael. The expression adas Yisrael, it comes up in the Torah the first time. V'shachtu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael ben harbayim. It's about the identification with Klal Yisrael. Read mishchu k'chul hachamtson, the mishbechosichem, v'shachtu apasach, mishchu yideichem arozara. K'chus hamitzos is about separating themselves from the Egyptians. Oan Yisrael okim lavo l'kachas l'goy, mikarev goy. Blashon of the Chizkuni there, Af Yisrael, Hayu Gayim Kamoham, El Nivdal Me Adas Yisrael. Person is cut off from Adas Yisrael, and Adas Yisrael, in the sense of the corporate entity of Klal Yisrael, doesn't identify as a member of the Tzibur. So his personal observance may be punctilious. He doesn't do Averos, and I would understand Veino Osa Mitzvos Bichlalan. The Ram doesn't say Veino Osa Mitzvos. It's not like he's a big machmir in those assays, but he drops all the mitzvos assay. No, we know it's a mitzvos bichlalan. Whatever mitzvos he does privately. His dalin minim, his sukkah is off to the side, Babi Davin's biyachidus, you know, in Talmud Torah. He learns on his own, he's not interested in participating. And then here's the most important point. It's apathetic to the well-being of Klal Yisrael. This isn't just, you know, Kol Mi She'eino Misa'abel Yerushalayim Inu Zocha Averoa V'Nachmasa. This isn't just, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Vayikchu Even, Vayasimu Tachta, Vayeshev Allah, they have to be Mitzar Atzmechay Matzibur. This is beyond that. Right? This is somebody who is completely and utterly detached from Tzarasan Shel Rabbim. And the Rambam says, "Alaholich b'darko ke'achad migoyi ha'aretz." It's deeply reminiscent of the Rambam's perspective in Mumar L'chol HaTorah. But there, the person was, you know, under duress. So the person said, "You know, maliv alach. What do I benefit from being a member of Klal Yisrael?" Here, you have the impression that, right, he's not going over to the other side, but he sort of lives in this neutral space. He's not, you know, affiliating with any particular community of Avodah Zarah. He's not under any particular form of pressure. Alaholich b'darko. Right, as the pasuk says, "Nitzavim ki b'shrirus libi eilech." Right, ke'echan migayi ha'aretz uchilo enu mehen enu chelik l'olam haba. So the idea is, "Kol Yisrael yishlam chelik l'olam haba." The Rambam's contribution here in Parish Midarchei HaTzibur is that the person doesn't identify as a member of Yisrael. He is begavra at the individual level, he's eno osa averos, he's osa mitzos, just not bichlalan. So for all intents and purposes, he's perfectly observant of halacha, but kol Yisrael in the sense of not just the individual Yisrael, but kol Yisrael, and you may identify as a member of Klal Yisrael, yeshul chelek l'olam haba, and this person, at a visceral level, doesn't identify. Umela, when there are tsaros, and there's a need for a tanis tzibur, this person, you know, isn't involved because it doesn't register for him. And I think that's really the diuk in the Rambam. He's poresh midarchei hatzibur, and he's holich bidarko. He's off on his own. He's marching to his own drum. Of course, you know, within the framework of the Tzibur, within the framework of the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha, not only is there room for individuality, there's a mandate for it, right? Kishem Shishonim Partsuvem, Kach Shonim Bideosan, people have different ideas, right? Tzalam Elokim, the need for, you know, the inviolability of the individual, all these things are true. But here you have somebody who, right, is completely apathetic to the Tzibur around him, so there we have to draw a bright red line. Poresh midarchei hatzibur, holech bedarko ke'echad migoyi ha'aretz. In a certain sense, you might have said this a little bit better than somebody's mumar l'chol ha'Torah kula, because he hasn't, you know, sort of joined up with the Ovdei Kochavim Mazalos. Remember the Rambam Raivin issue there? Isn't he a min because he's doing avodah zara? So in a certain sense, it's better, right? He hasn't joined up with anybody else. But in a certain sense, it's much worse. Because again, there, that person is basically reacting to, you know, the historical tragedy of Klal Yisrael and the fact that we have, you know, suffered very deeply and over an extensive period of time. And under those conditions, the person is a terrible failure. And Elo Chelek L'Olam Haba. This person is worse. This person isn't reacting to any particular pressure, but this person, Bishita, is apathetic, Eino Nichnas, Bitzarasan, Eino Misana B'Tanisan, Halich B'Darko, Keachan Migayi Ha'aretz. Not that he's joined up with any particular ideology, but he's, you know, totally misnaker. He's alienated from Klal Yisrael, and not in a Tinok Shanishba, you know, what could he have done differently kind of a way. But, you know, he's, you know, perfectly happy to be privately observant and doesn't feel any sense of responsibility to the community. Harei zeh ein lo chelek li olam haba.